So how do we develop our relationship with Krishna without minimizing the position of the Guru? Prabhupada often compares the spiritual master to a transparent via medium. It's like if I have spectacles. The spectacles are transparent, I can see through the spectacles to whatever is there on the other side. So like that, the Guru, sometimes some people say, you know, why can't I have a direct relationship with God? Why do I need someone between me and God? So the Guru does not come between us and God. He removes that which is between us and God. He removes the misconceptions, the misdirected cravings that come between us and God. And actually we have a personal relationship. Prabhupada writes in the 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita purport, the experience is through the parampara, but the experience is direct and personal. So that is the mystery of the parampara. So it's not that we are not meant to have a personal relationship with Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada says in one conversation that he says, when you go back to the spiritual world, I will introduce you to Krishna. So what this means is we are all meant to have a personal relationship with Krishna. Now, as far as minimizing the spiritual master is concerned, if we consider spiritual master as dispensable, now I made advancement, I don't need my spiritual master. That is a wrong attitude. And that is not at all pleasing to Krishna, because Krishna, the spiritual master, has done so much service to Krishna. And Krishna is pleased with the spiritual master also. At the same time, it is not that all our knowledge of Krishna has to necessarily come from our spiritual master only. Srila Prabhupada himself in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says that, the serious first chapter itself actually, he says that, he gives a long list of commentators on the Bhagavatam. He says a serious student should study all these commentators, the commentaries of all these commentators also. And interestingly there Prabhupada even gives the name of commentators like Nimbarka, who are not even in our Sampradaya. So Prabhupada, that inclusive. What Srila Prabhupada's concern was that we should not jump to that which we are not mature enough to receive. This especially applies to Krishna's intimate pastimes with the gopis. It's very easy to misunderstand them as mundane, and that misunderstanding has happened among many observers and many practitioners. So our acharyas have been especially cautious about it. Not just Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, they have been cautious. At the same time, it doesn't mean that they don't want us to read about Krishna or read about the previous acharya's commentaries. Srila Prabhupada's example himself we see, he said that we should not jump to the 10th canto. And he did not appreciate people who would do Bhagavad Kathas on the 10th canto directly. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada gave Krishna a book, which is the 10th canto. Now, so the point is that Prabhupada wanted us to know Krishna. He not only wrote the Krishna book, he wanted the Krishna book to be distributed to people in general. So street distribution, Prabhupada said. So what does it mean? That means, it's not that Prabhupada doesn't want us to know Krishna, but we have to make sure that Krishna is understood properly. That we should not misunderstand Krishna, thinking him to be a mundane person, or thinking his exalted relationship with the gopis as mundane relationships. So if we have got enough philosophical grounding, Prabhupada gives that philosophical grounding through his commentaries, through his explanations in the Krishna book. And with that philosophical grounding, if we understand Krishna, then there is a far greater likelihood that we will approach his pastimes, even his confidential pastimes, with the due reverence. So it's not so much a matter of denial that you cannot read this, or deprivation. It's a matter of elevation of our understanding so that we can appreciate what is being given. So we practice bhakti for some years, we consult with our senior devotees, and then if we feel the inspiration to read, say, some previous acharya's books, then with the blessings of our shiksha gurus, with the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, we can read. In fact, if we don't read our acharya's books, who is going to read it? Isn't it? If we don't access what our tradition has given us, who else is going to access it? The mundane scholars, if they may access it, they will not be able to understand it properly. They will not be able to relish it. So, Prabhupada has written his books for us, and the previous acharyas have also written their books for us. But we have to make sure that we get the proper understanding. So we always have a reverential attitude towards Srila Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada has connected us with a tradition. So we gratefully connect with that tradition in a mode of service to Srila Prabhupada. Does that answer your question?